Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, LA Dreena in the building. You're now tuned in to the Coast to Coast Show, doing the most. Your girl LA Dreena on Twisted Tuesday. Bang out radio, bang out radio, bang out. Bang out radio, LA Dreena on Bang Out Radio. Bang out radio, bang out radio, bang out radio, LA Dreena on Bang Out Radio. Yeah. Let's get into some music. That fire on Bang Out Radio. Let's go.
What it is, everybody. Happy Twisted Tuesdays. It's your host, LA Dreena, in the building, and I got my boy, Rocky Tyre, right? Is what it is.
What up?
Man, it's so good to have you in the building with me today. We got a spicy show scheduled today, and it's what it is, I'm so glad to be, having you on Twisted Tuesdays.
Thank you for having me.
That's what it is. So can you give our listeners out there an introduction to who Rocky Tyrade is?
Rocky Tyrade, the new millennium man, R-O-Q-I-T-Y-O-R-A-I-D, real hip-hop culture, please. Shout out to the community, man. Avant-garde artists, trying to push it forward and represent for the new generation, what have you. Except there no substitutes.
Yeah, that's what's up with it. Where are you calling from?
I'm out here in Phoenix, but I'm originally from around the way out west, Cali and whatnot. I live all throughout there, from San Diego to the LA area to the Valley, all over, really, So, I consider myself a Western artist, but a hip-hop artist at the same time, So it's all about, the new generation, mixing everything together and adding yourself, your identity, your originality, your stamp of what makes you to the music, and that's what I do. So I'm in Arizona right now, but I'm fit to be all over. In a second, New York, see you in a week.
What's the weather like out there right now?
Is there a thing called weather? I mean, because weather would have to imply that, weather changes, there's just not weather. It's just hot. It's just hot and then definitely hot, like Hades, hell.
Yeah.
It's cool. Yeah. I find myself in a booth all the time, so, it doesn't bother me that much.
Yeah, that's what's up. You used to make it, right?
Shout out Big Time. What up?
Yeah, shout out to Big Time Promotions, for giving us nothing less than the greatest artists. All you indie artists is coming out of Big Time Promotion. I got to give all of y'all a shout out. Y'all have an all-star lineup. That's what it is. Y'all are independent artists, I dig your style and everything, I got a chance to
listen
to
you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I got a chance to listen to a few of your joints, Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I'm digging it, especially that
okay.
School one. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Right on. Thank you, man. Part of that came from, the second verse. Every time I listen to that, I just think about it took place out in Larbeast, the whole second verse. It was just nice.
Really?
Nice.
So what,
good memories.
Let us know.
Good memories.
What's the inspiration behind your music?
Man, it was just me being like the black sheep type kid out in Southern California when I was a child. And all I would do is just listen to hip hop, and people found themselves in certain lifestyles. I found myself in front of a speaker, So I went from being, enamored with hip hop to emulating the artist to taking, to attempting to do it myself, and then finding that you know, after time and after, you know, after a couple songs, whatever, it started to grow on me. So, I don't know. I'm more the fan who found out that I could do it too, you know.
That's what's up. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So, who would you say the number one artist that inspired your style?
Oh, man. You can't ask. Oh, man, that's such a tough question because I'll give you different responses depending on different days, different moods, and what I can recall quicker. But, man, I mean, in no particular order because I know, I mean, really no particular order. Your L's, your J's, your Crooked, your Commons, your old Kanye's, your Eminem's, your Chino XL's, your Big L's. I can keep going. I can literally keep going. Your Wu-Tang's, your Corrupts, you know, your Razzcaz's. Anybody who could spit and made and presented themselves as who they were and who they are on the track. You know, like I said on Undue Manners, Oops, Spit Out of Grass, Raise a Stupid Common Sense, J the Roots and Eyes of Them, the J the Cubas, I and Def, J the Guru, Chalk All Quest, J the Roots and Dice of Sex, Monte the Big Pooh, Bill Out of Tretz, and name a few who I'm in debt. Yeah. So.
Whoa! That's what I'm talking about. So, you know, basically you're a lyricist and you've been inspired by lyricists, and I'm digging that right there. We got a caller calling in right now, caller 0644, you're live on Bang Out Radio, what it is?
It is your boy, Mel Pills, from that ATL. What's going on, Kevo?
What's up with it, Lane?
Just calling to show the love to that Bang Out Radio, you know what I'm talking about, representing this South, you know, this ATL, and yeah, hey, homeboy right here, boy, you own something, boy. You just speak that real
thank you, man. I appreciate it. Peace to you, brother.
Hey, you too, my bro.
Man, that was
something. What's going on, Miss L.A. Drena?
Man, we just got a fire show, you know what I'm saying, lined up today. You know, I'm in the building with my boy Rocky Tyree, you know what I'm saying? He's getting in today with us on Bang Out Radio. You know, of course, this is going to be a live show, you know, today. It's going to be hot. We got heated discussion today. You know, maybe Rocky might want to get into a little bit of that to himself, you know. But I really want to focus in on his interview, you know, for like at least the first 30 minutes. But, you know, a lot of listeners, right, they're going to be listening in because we got some controversy going on here, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and that's what I'm about to really start bringing to Twisted Tuesdays is controversy. It's the subject that mainstream radio is afraid to talk about. I'm going to be talking about that because it really is stuff that affects in the hip-hop community, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, okay, stuff like that, you know, I'm going to be hitting people with questions like that. You can always decline the questions, and, you know, if you want to answer them, you can, you know what I'm saying? But, my topic of discussion today is going to be about, you know, music sharing, you know, on websites and stuff like that, you know, that's not really controversial. What controversial is, you know, as an indie artist, you know, when you scrolling up and you trying to see where your spot is on the list and you see a whack-ass artist that's above you, how do you feel about that? And what do you feel?
Wow.
Do you feel certain people who's up higher than you on the chart, do you always feel that they deserve to have a space that they have, or do you feel that these music web sites that allow you to share your music and give you a ranking per se, you know, in your local community, does it have an accuracy on who really has the local buzz in their community, you know? So I'm gonna be discussing.
Oh man, I mean, like your reverbs and stuff like that. I mean,
like your reverb nation, like your SoundCloud. You know,
first off, I love
about.
Shout out to Reverb Nation, but in terms of like the accuracy in that, I mean, because you can really, to be completely bluntly honest, you can go on there and just like bang it out a couple times and then appear to be doing your thing, but you have no momentum, you have no push in the street, you're not on your local radio stations and things of that nature. So it's kind of dependent on the region and dependent on the competition in the region. I know in Phoenix it's just a straight lie. So except for my man Megaran out here does have a number one spot. So shout out to Megan Wright. That is true because he's all over the country. So
I see that, you know, too. You know, I'm just a new artist. I'm trying to learn. Like, you know, I'm speaking for the artist that's out, the indie artist that's trying to learn. You know, if there's a trick that y'all know about to get your shit to the top of the charts. By the way, I got this listed as a mature audience, you know, show today,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Because we just going to be keeping it 100 with each other, you know. And it's like, you know, I really want to know, what's your trick? What's your trick? Because a lot of y'all are up there and don't deserve to be up there. I'm going to keep it 100. You don't. And I'm not guess what? I don't even qualify really to give my input. That's why I'm going to keep it at a limit.
No, you are qualified to. You are a representative of the hip-hop culture, and you do your thing. You are more than entitled. Please stick your opinion.
Absolutely.
That's what's going on, Dre. Like, everybody's so, like, scared and timid and withdrawn when it comes to, like, putting their opinion out there. That's why we're in the state of hip-hop right today. Like, 90% of these people need a job.
I'm not afraid to give my opinion. I just feel like, you know, when I do give it, you're going to hear it when my stuff creep up the chart. But right now, I'm not going to give it because then people are going to be like, oh, yeah, you just hating because your numbers.
No, they're going to say that. We middle finger them back, you know, because I'm just telling the truth. It's not like Tommy said it best. If I like it, I don't like it, I don't like it. That don't mean that I'm hating. I mean,
you present
valid reasons why you don't support it, why you're not behind it. It's not just because, oh, I don't like him because, you know, he talks about such and such. You know, like, you have to present, like, valid reasons and what have you. And, you know, if you do that, it's not considered hate. Now, if you just say, oh, man, you know, I don't like the way he rhymes his words together or whatever, you know, that might be considered hate or whatever. But most of the time, these people they lack substance. They lack subject. They lack cadence. They lack originality. They're in it for the wrong reasons. And you call it out. Call a spade a spade. You know, they don't deserve it, man.
Well, I agree with that. Because, I mean, it's not even just from my own personal standpoint, because I barely just started using the social medias, you know, to even promote my little stuff. But I'm just going based off what I see off of just the local artists in my own community and the other communities all across the globe, because I research, you know, what I see in Los Angeles, the major cities, Atlanta, you know, what I see in Chicago and all of that. And then you keep going down and down and down and down. And then you just get in better and better artists sometimes. Now, I ain't going to, don't get it wrong.
Yeah.
I see some artists who are at the top that really should and they be up there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, we're going to take another call right now. And then after this, we're about to get into some Rocky Tirade, like right here on Twisted Tuesday.
Yeah.
Call it 6493. You're live on Bingo Radio.
What's up, y'all? This is Infamous Ace, man. Swagger Movement representative, man. I was just
out there
hearing about everybody. What's the hell, Adrena? I hear everybody talking about how good the music is. You know, the music should speak for itself. And then if you put work and hard dedication into what you do, and then you should be moving up. For people to think the music is just going to sit there, you're going to make the track and think it's going to walk and make itself successful, it's not going to happen. And I don't think a lot of heart that push what they believe in. If you believe in your music, you put all your heart, everything you got into it. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to keep trying to grow.
That's true. That is the difference between a hobby rapper and somebody who wants to do it for real. Like, if you're not going to invest into your music, then why should we invest our time into going out of our way to check you out? I really fully believe in that.
Exactly.
Man.
Like me, for instance, I'm number two on Lancaster's charts right now, but I'm number one in the UK also. And my artist, Damone 7, is number one in Lancaster. That's another one of my artists. I usually have like 7 or 8 artists on the top 10. There's no secret way of getting up there. It's all about your music, I guess. And then whatever you have to do to put it back there, you got to support people, get people to come see your page. You got to talk to these people. You got to network. Network is one of the main important things to do.
So are you saying that it's about promotion? So are you saying it's not a trick to this, it's just really about promotion? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Promotion and good music, man.
You
have and who you know.
If you how many celebrities you got on your page, it goes off of what you how many sounds like you got SoundCloud, you got a MySpace, you got a Facebook, you got a Twitter. It racks all that up. It racks all that up and everybody that in your community. If they add all that up, your rank is gonna go up.
Okay, out of you three gentlemen that's on air right now, let's know, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to find out, okay, how is the breakdown on Reverb Nation? How is it? How do they determine who's at the top of the list? Is it because of how many songs that, how many plays you get, or what?
No, it don't go off of songs or plays.
You know, you know.
I sat there and watched it. I studied it before I even joined it. And I actually looked at everything, the market, everything. I was looking at everything. You can have 1 million plays. You can have 3 billion widget plays. That don't mean shit. You'll still be 344. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You can have 16 fans. You can have 16 fans
and
still snatch the number 27 spot.
Still, exactly. That's why
so,
the key is keep doing shows. You have to do shows.
Exactly.
You just can't depend on no internet to make your name. You know what I'm talking about? You
yeah,
know,
man. Oh,
shows.
God. Don't get lost
go
in the internet game, man.
Don't be
so
scared to go intertwine with
funny?
Fans. You know what I'm talking about?
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
Like, I can post one event up, and then the rest of the internet will catch on, and they tell Swagger Movement on all these different websites I've never even been on or find on. They automatically does that.
And go to
that
show.
Like,
so
really,
shows outside
the
Reverb
Movement.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we're real business.
Okay.
You can't just have a name and don't have a marketing either. And I'll say you can't be
exactly.
something and don't have no paperwork behind it. You can't say, oh,
exactly.
I'm this group, and they expect your name to be on billboards. It don't work like that.
Yeah, for real, man. Everybody want to talk about being a CEO when they don't have a CAR, man. These people need to sit back and analyze the business
right.
structure of it. You know, so,
yeah, man,
especially like shows. Please do shows. I mean, not just like, you know, people listening, not just like holding the wall, like, you know, like open mic nights. Get on the road,
right.
man. Like, I'm starting to do that myself.
There.
Speaking of which, Brooklyn, I will see
and
you
don't.
Very soon, man.
So, we're going to rock you. Do you do shows and everything to promote yourself, or do you totally rely on your promotional team?
For me, people are different, man. I mean, you know, I have people who approach me, and then, you know, people will approach you as an artist, and you gotta decide how you're gonna work with it. If you don't have like, if you have a show team that people like that'll assemble it for you, then you handle it like that.
Right.
Or if you know, you do it yourself, then do it yourself. You know, like one of my dudes, Mega Ran, he's like a one man shop. Like everything he does is all him. Me, I may have a team. Some other people may have a team.
Right.
So it's really on how you operate, man. Because
right.
I've seen
right.
people who have
right.
20
we all
people
start,
who
we
can't
all
get things going, and I've seen people who have one thing who are literally going across the country and outside of the country.
Right.
So it's all on how you operate,
and,
man. I can't do A and B.
Don't
be
that.
You're
always going to start up by
right.
yourself because you're going to be the only one believing your own dream. So you're going to build. You're
yeah,
going to do
right.
the marketing. You're going to do your beats. You're going to do your history. You're going to do everything.
Everything.
I started like that also. But now as you grow as a company and as a person, as a team, now you put people in place. It's like chess pieces. This game is like chess. You got to have your pieces stationed. You got to put your pawn where they need to go. You got to have your queen where your queen need to go. You got to have your king protected. You know what I'm saying? You got to have everything marking it out 10 moves ahead of time.
Okay.
Once you have that, you get your head
moved. And most definitely, don't be that artist that you don't connect with your fans. You know what I'm saying? Connect vibe
yeah.
with your fans, man. I don't give a damn what you do. If you got to go out there and just shake a few fans' hands, go do that. You know what I'm saying? And they'll show you love back, much love, because, you know, that's
they
how
sure
it goes.
Do.
That's how the industry
yeah,
is.
Don't pull that sandbox, man. I've been carrying this term around me for a minute.
Yeah.
A lot of these people are on this local, I like to call it sandbox hype, man. They get a little bit of acclaim in the local area, and they turn into
right.
the superstars, these sandbox
right,
rappers.
Right, right.
Don't do that. Be
right.
a human. It's be a human being. Go out there and build with those people, man, because as quickly as they turn their front to you, they can turn their back to you, man. So
exactly.
keep that in mind,
right.
for real.
I don't mean to cut y'all off. Hey, I got a show to do on the 23rd. If you're down here in the ATL, Marietta, Georgia, I let your boy run around soon. Mr. Pills is going down. DJ Warlock on ones and twos. And you already know. Back to the business. Yeah.
That's what's up.
But
and
you got
so I appreciate y'all insight, man. We got this is going to be going on throughout the show. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, we got to focus back in on my main man right here, Rocky Tyree, you know what I'm saying?
What's going on, yo?
got the switchboards going off like hot, you know what I'm saying, like hotcakes, you know what I'm saying, man? I mean, so, I mean, we getting your perspective of everything, you know what I'm saying, that's going on right here, you know, in the industry, you know, and, like, I know you can give us a little bit insight, you know what I'm saying, of what you, you know what I'm saying, got going on for this summer. Where do you see yourself within the next year from now?
Well, I'm definitely going to be moving around a couple stops around the country this year, this summer or what have you, starting with, you see me out in the East in July, see me for the B8, for the Brooklyn Hip Hop. I'll be in Atlanta for the A3. Also, Mexico, Texas, Colorado, Cali, New Mexico. So, shout out to people out there in Albuquerque and Gallup, man. You know, two spots of the way I'm ready to check back out again, man. Last time, both were lovely. Florida, a couple of tentative spots, but, you know, just in a nutshell, moving around, man. That's why I dedicated this year to, you know, conquest and going out there and tackling the battlefield and what have you. Next year, man, at this rate, I don't even know. It's going to be a much – it's looking very promising thus far, man. But with the response of, you know, stuff like Woostar, the break shit, videos and what have you, man, all I can say is positive, just positive things. So, you know,
that's right, that's
shoot
right.
for the moon. This see exactly where we land, man. It's that type of situation. So
how long have you been rapping
forward.
This way?
Man, I've been, see, 04, 05, 04.
4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Dang, man.
Yeah,
you got
to. So, I mean, I never understood that whole I've been rapping since I'm 9 type thing. I mean, you know, that's cool, but, you know.
Yeah.
Cool.
We got another caller right here. Caller 1724. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
What's up with you? It's your boy, Rico.
Hey, what's up with it, Rico?
What's
going on,
down
man?
With you? I'm just chilling, tuning in, listening, seeing what's going down.
Yes, yes, yes. Got my boy Rocky Tyrade in the building, you know.
What up, what up?
What's good with it, man?
Oh, now you're just chilling at the house, man, relaxing and checking out the show.
Yeah, we got a nice hot discussion going on here, you know what I'm saying, about the, you know, just about media, music, media, and social networking. You know, as far as, like, the charts and stuff that gets depicted on SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, and other share sites like that, do you feel that they, you know, depict the actual, you know, an actual relevancy to the local, the actual local community buzzes that different media outlets allow in their community? Do you feel like the charts are accurate at all?
I mean, I look at it as, you know, I mean, if you get yourself up there in that spot, whether your music is playing or whether, you know, you just stole your way up, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, the numbers only count. So if that person got a lot of numbers, that's what counts.
And
you
people
know,
will
but,
check for it, so.
You know, I
okay,
mean, I look
so,
at it like
I
this.
Mean, numbers are you saying that are you saying that, like, people can actually, like, be deceptive in doing certain things to get to the top of the chart? That's all I'm asking,
oh,
you know.
Hell
your
yeah, people can.
I have a perfect example. There was a cat out here, man, like, the brother, like, it was back on the MySpace tip, like, dude had, was doing, like, 20 plays a day, and then he jumped to, like, 250,000. It was really suspect. I remember. I wonder if anybody's listening right now. That was on top of that. Damn rappers.
Yeah, they listening right now. They listening right now. The same people.
Probably, man.
I knew somebody on MySpace that had. They was getting 1 million plays a day.
Yeah, man.
and they called me up and said, "Hey Rico, do you want to get 1 million?" And I said, "No, nah, nigga, I want my shit to be real."
Numbers can lie sometimes, man. Don't get it. Those numbers can lie. Those numbers can definitely lie.
Is it okay? Listen, now this is what I heard. I'm not for sure because, you know, I just hear because I just be around people that talk a lot about music stuff. So I want to know, is it true that there's something called a MySpace Fram Blaster that can get you more plays on Reverb Nation and all that stuff? That's all
it's
I want.
It's called a Fram Blaster Pro.
Oh, Fram Blaster Pro?
Man.
I mean, it looks suspect because you have thousands of, like, plays and no comments. I mean, like, it airs itself out. Don't do it.
Like,
everybody learn from LeBron James. Don't take shortcuts. You won't win.
Hey, but what about this, Rico? I'm a rapper. What if I decide I want to put my stuff on the R&B chart? What if I decide I want to do mine like that and get to the top? What's up with that?
I'm going to say it like this. This is what I'm going to say about rappers that do it, that put themselves on R&B charts, and I'm just going to say about singers that put themselves on rapper charts. Okay? Everybody know who everybody is locally and statewide if you're doing something. Okay? If a person needs to be, a rapper needs to go to put themselves on an R&B and say that they're an R&B just so they can get some fans, that ain't right. Because what happens to the R&B dude who really is in the studio grinding that shit out, banging his motherfucking hits out? You know what I'm saying? And he ain't even. Some people don't look at being in the number one spot, don't always be visually. Just because you see a person in the number one spot, it's what the actual fans want.
Yeah,
okay,
it's
number one to your fans, not number one. Like I can say, oh, I'm better than this dude or this dude. It ain't what I think about. It's what my fans think about. What my fans gonna say? Is he better than Tupac? Better than Biggie? That's what the fans want to know, not what individuals want to know. Individuals can be homies.
Call in 6493. You're live on the air.
Oh, yeah, I just want to say, like, he's correct about that, too. Also, my people, the fans do choose everything, you know what I'm saying? Without the fans, we don't have nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to
the people out there in the community, man. Shout out to the community.
And then, putting stuff on R&B charts and shit like that, that shit is dumb as fuck. Like, what the fuck you trying to do? Like, you want to be on top of something, my nigga? Like, if you want to be on top of something, my nigga, like, work your ass up there. You was up there before, right? So, I'm just throwing out subliminals and shit, you know. Niggas probably got niggas back there and never met a nigga and shit, you did? You know what I'm saying?
Man,
I'll tell them,
YouTube break shit, damn it. Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? I slap fire from niggas, man, because niggas ain't real, man. They ain't real with their shit. All you have to do is be real, you know what I'm saying? Network with the people that you need to network with, and then communicate. If you communicate, then you get a lot of opportunities and doors open. You have to put yourself in position for opportunities to come your way. I have three of my artists just getting sent out to cash money for Miami for the whole summer. And they're not going to sign with them. They're just going out there. They're going to treat them good. They're going to give them a lot of free gear and teach them how it is to be in the big industry. So
that's
what I'm going to be doing something
right here.
Mr. Rocky Tyrae, so what do you feel? Like, as far as your independent status, do you think that you will remain independent as an independent artist, or are you going to be looking for a major deal in the future, or what?
I'm not messing with major deals. So,
why
is that? I mean, I'm cool, man. I mean, if you know, big man in a big pocket wants to do business, you know, whatever. That would be great, but I'm not letting them put their hand in my pocket, man. That's where hip hop went wrong. That's why you have so many things. That's why it's in the state that it is right now, you know, because we just give over the control to them, and you know, you can't do it. We got to nip it in the bud, man. So I'll always be indie at heart. That's one thing I can definitely promise, man. I'll always be other people.
Well, look, we're about to get into some Rocky Tyrae music, you know what I'm saying? And we about to, you know, get it popping right here on Twisted Tuesday. Don't y'all go nowhere. If you're trying to be a part of this discussion today, let's keep it twisting right here on Twisted Tuesday, right here on Bang Out Radio. Let's go.
Yeah.
So break shit, come on. Calefra with essentially the song. The rest of them pretended they respect me cause I'm blow. Successful in my tenure, making records for the soul. With a heavy other tone, fuck everyone you know. I'm smiling, leaning against my knee while overlooking the cliff to see the competition drowning. Cause when push comes to shove, I'm as morally bankrupt as Daniel Day Lewis. There will be blood, drunk with ambition. My grand vision consists of me pissing on your anthill so that you can't build. These local artists wanna talk about it, nigga. Take subliminal shots on web blogs or they Twitter. I won't even report what they said. First of all, we have to be on the same level to push me over the edge. If you weren't equal to Earth, you disrespect me with one word or lyrically do to you what they physically did to Young Bird.
Break shit, come on, 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 break shit, come on,
purge, burn, exterminate before these earths can germinate. You perpetrate ignorance, you deserve your fate. You're not a goon to me. When the fuck was it cool to glorify shooting brothers from your community? You act hard when a mad dog can slow down when he see a squad car. You hypocrites, come on, is you hurt or not? Cause real gangsters kill corrupt politicians and shoot crooked cops. Instead of imitating slaves of the system, snakes of the gate, straight to wisdom. Instead of resisting crackers about to get you turn against your fellow blacks. You know the term for that? House nigga. Acting like you got a plethora of hoes, but off the record, tricks to get rejected on the low. His type of romantic night is home alone with the bottle, lotion, mood music. Excuse my hands for flies. It's not straight away from the bigger picture, homie. You fake, like anybody you claim they're real niggas. The law ain't fit to leave. We'll remove them from they speak by any means. I make me wanna
break shit, come on, 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 break shit, come on. These niggas make me wanna break shit, come on, 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 break shit, come on.
That's my boy Rocky Tyrell.
Yeah, appreciate it.
That's what's up with it, man. Can you tell us about that joint right there?
Yeah, it's produced by Soul Professor. You know, a little project we were gonna start, but you know, it is what it is. Yeah, man, it's pretty much about Yeah.
So you got produced by Soul Professor, and so what other camps do you affiliate yourself with? You know, do you affiliate with any other rappers out there?
Writers Guild is consistent. Like I said, my dude Mega Rand Random, Miranda, Rock Knowledge. You know, who's an ill spoken word dude. And then you also have Teddy Wise, you know, from Bronx and stuff. So. You know, it's all like-minded individuals, people who are battle-tested outside the region, pretty much the best people. And that's just how it works, man. You know, so came up around greatness, you know what I'm saying? You know, cats like Chino XL and stuff like that. So shout out to Chino. You know, so I always just been a part of hip-hop, so one way, shape, or form, so.
So what's all the social media networks and sites that you use to promote your music?
Oh, man. So, yeah, okay, cool. So I was going to say that before I threw the good piece in the air to everybody, which is perfect. So y'all catch me on Rocky Tyrell, ROQY-TYRAID.com. And then also YouTube that. You can YouTube Break Shit. That video just came out, like, a week ago, and it's, you know, again, you know, it started to peak up there. Of course, you got Woosai. Yeah, just Google Rocky Tyrade, ROQYTYRAID, and it's all love.
What about a Twitter? You got a Twitter account?
Oh, most definitely. Twitter.com/ROQYTYRAID. And I'll definitely be back soon to build with y'all, man. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, it's always all love, you know what I'm saying? I wish you could stay longer so you could get it in with us, you know what I'm saying? I know
man, certainly.
Things, But, you know, we got your other joint right here, School Round, you know what I'm saying? We got callers calling off the yin-yang over here. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, come through with me on Twitter, man. I'll be back on there in a little bit.
You know what I'm saying?
The bat sign is flashing in the air, so, you know, I got to throw on the cape and cowl and step out of, you know.
That's what's up. You know, also, I wanted to ask you as well, besides, you know, music, how do you keep your music career separate from your business career? How do you do that? How do you go about doing that?
Perfect balance. I mean, keeping it as far away from your job as possible. Don't do what I did on the song I Quit. Yeah, man. So that's pretty much it. Keep it away from that because people won't take it seriously. And it kind of taints what you do, man. I remember when I was younger, I did that, and it just, you know, it just kind of felt like, you know, it's just not my cup of tea, man. And of course, like, it always puts your job on the line, too, so. It's not wise to do that. Don't quit your day job, people.
That's right.
You better
right.
Keep that.
But what about your mixtapes? Do you have any up and coming mixtapes? Or are these songs that we
Oh yeah, say, definitely. The series The Podium is coming out within 2 weeks. So check on the Rocky Tyrae, which right now would redirect to the Bandcamp, so everybody can just get the music off top, and then you'll be able to cop the Podium series, which is a weekly series where I mix the current events and lyricism together for the people and stuff like that. So, what's up?
Not to cut you off, but, like, you know, we have a lot of listeners listening. So, and you guys trying to find out who this cat right here, Rocky Tyrae, is, I'm going to tell you, you got to spell it like this,
ROQUYTYRAID, ROQUY TYRAID, and then y'all get me. And then, you know, hit me up there on Twitter, man. I'm always up, you know, 24/7, 365, so. Yeah, man. One love to the hip hop community, man. So.
That's what's up. You know, we have so many different indie artists listening in to this show, you know, and the fans of indie artists that support this show. I just want to give a shout out to all of the listeners out there, you know, and y'all keep supporting Bang Out Radio. We're going to keep bringing y'all these hot artists like Rocky Tyrae, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
The local artists that's out there in all the different cities all across the globe, you know, keep doing what you're doing, you know. I mean, this is the place where the indie artist gets heard, you know, and I'm glad that we get a chance to do it first, you know. That way when they blow up, we can go ahead and be like, oh, yeah, I remember interviewing them at the beginning of their career. That's what's up.
Yeah, man, it should be a continuous thing, man. People shouldn't, you know. You shouldn't, quote-unquote, forget where they came from, man. You got to be – that's one thing that I respect about people like Immortal Technique, man. I had the pleasure of being around his camp with my dude, Seven, from the you know, Zulu Nation, what up, Seven. You know, he's just – like, at Pay Dues, dude was just like – all the other rappers were standing behind, like – behind, you know, the artist area and stuff like that backstage. He got up, like, two people deep, just mobbed around, shook hands, and I saw, like, one or two other artists doing it. You know what I'm saying? It's just that type of humble, it's what makes people appreciate you as more than an artist, so, you know.
Yeah, what's the most specialist moment you've had in hip-hop since you've been out there doing your thing?
Man, there's a lot. What's one? Probably doing a. Yeah, it'd probably have to be at Pay Dues, man, because at that point, you know, I'm just emerging in my career and whatnot, and I saw, you know, just being greeted by the, you know, other artists and, you know, certain artists recognizing me was definitely a blessing. And it made me a little more humble and more motivated.
Yeah.
So,
I think that's
yeah, man.
So what was the first artist that you noticed that recognized you, you know, as an artist?
I know you don't get your email, so.
The first artist, one that recognized me as an artist, Sean Don. Yeah, shout out to Sean Don, man. Yo, I was a fan. I was a fan of the whole like Justice League situation, man. And then like I was booked out in the IA to do a show with him, and like you know, of course I chopped over him and Mr. Weatherman, Eric the Weatherman, and whatnot, you know, via the net. But like, dude walks up, oh wait, yo, you're dope. No, I said, oh.
Yeah.
I mean, wait, I'm supposed to say that to you. So yeah, man, yeah. That's cool, man. That's, you know, it's always cool to like meet, you know, real individuals who do music and stuff like that. So
yeah, when you met Mortal Technique, were you starstruck when you first met Mortal Technique?
Nah. I'll tell you one, the only person I've ever been starstruck when I met when I was probably like 10 years old when I first met like Queen Latifah.
Oh, Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. It was just the situation which brought it about was, you know, it was just odd. It was odd and cool. I did like a quadruple take and she was like, "What's up?" Yeah, man. I was like, yeah,
hey.
I'm talking right now is how I felt as a kid.
Yeah,
that's about the only time, man. But I definitely gotta get to the situation.
Okay. Well, I'm about to send you out. You know what I'm saying? I got your song right here, year round. You know what I'm saying? So
produced by DN3.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming through. You know what I'm saying? And we
likewise, I appreciate being here.
About your history. I just want to personally tell you, you know, I wish you the best in your career. You keep that humbleness that cool, mellow swag and keep making that real hip-hop that you make, okay? You know.
Thank you.
So, please come back and visit me on Twisted Tuesdays, and I'm already knowing that you already going to keep it in rotation with the Bang Out Radio family, you know, and much love. And I hope
no
to
question.
See you around, you know, for sure.
Right on. Yeah, I'll be out there in the next couple of weeks, you know, so, you know, we definitely got to build. I'll let you know.
Where's your show going to be at?
This is for the video to year-round school I'm going to be doing within the next couple of weeks. So I'll definitely keep you posted.
Yeah, make sure you keep me posted for that because I will come through.
TCH, I just told everybody at the same time, too. That was slick, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, so
all right, so much love to the community, man.
All righty, then. You take care, man.
You too. One love. All right, y'all. Rocky Tyre, man. Peace.
That's what's up with it, man. That was my boy, Rocky Tyre, you know what I'm saying, in the building. Caller 4659. You're live on Bang Out Radio. What it is?
What's good, L.A. Drina? This your boy, K. Waz, in the building. What's happening?
What's up, you know, our topic of discussion today, you know, I have to do it. You know, it's a Twisted Tuesday, so, you know, anything can happen on Twisted Tuesdays, you know. So, you know, the discussion, you know, of my selection today is just speaking about the indie artists, you know, our different avenues that we use to promote our music. You know, the different music shares and stuff like that. Have you ever, like, went up the or down the charts, up or down the charts, and just look and you listen to some people's music on it, and you'd be like, damn, I wonder how they get to number 12 or I wonder how they got to number 22? I mean, that question, or number one? I mean, have that ever crossed your mind? And if so, I want to know what's your take on that whole situation. Do you feel that local media outlets like that, do you think they show an actual depiction of what's really going on in the different communities as a whole in the hip-hop community? Do you feel like that?
Well, I put it like this. I was hip to gang way before Facebook. I found out a lot of shit on MySpace. How people was using like robots and scripts and all this stuff to boost their numbers to get at a certain level in the rate game as far as like the charts, and it's cheating as hell, but sometimes, you know, some people need that, and sometimes it gives you that boost or avenue. I don't think it's right to do it personally. Or people, like I heard, you know, my boy Rico, shout out to Loudmouth, say, you know, that people, you know, put themselves on R&B when they hip-hop to get number one. I guess they need to, like, feel good or whatever. But I'm like this, if you can't accept what position you are in your hip-hop category, then don't do the music. Or you need to be out there pushing yourself. Or like the other guy said earlier, get out there and shake some hands, you know, meet and greet.
Right.
Because that's what I do. You know, I meet and greet. I do shows. I network on the internet. And I get my grind on. I'll go out places, see other people's shows. I don't just want people to come see me. I go to other people's shows and support them
see
who I'm going to be. So, I mean, that's what I'm about. I buy people CDs. I don't care if it's $1, $5, $10, you hot or not. I'm going to buy it because I want to hear what you're doing that I feel like I need to step up or I might not, or just listen to some good music. But, you know, it's all, I guess it's all good for that person to cheat, you know, to make themselves feel good. But personally, I don't dig it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I feel like, you know, if it's a really about self-gratification, you know, in the hip-hop game, you know, it really, self-gratification is not, you know, the best, you know, way to go when you're an artist because, you know, I've been told by another artist out there, what's his name, Gonzo from Caution, you know, when I was really first trying to start, oh, my music. I said, well, how do you feel about my music? He was like, you know what? It ain't about how I feel about it. It's about how you feel as yourself. And you really got to take time to look at yourself in the mirror and visualize yourself the way the rest of the world sees you as an artist. Because the way the rest of the world sees you is really your true response, you know, that you're going to get to your music, you know. So it don't matter if I think I'm the greatest thing in the world, you know. It's really about what the fans want to hear, you know. So,
exactly.
I mean, lying to myself, I could lie to myself all day and convince myself, but it's really what the other, what the fans think, you know. So,
exactly.
I mean, I would
like,
only know that the truth about that is if I was in my right category, if I was really pushing my music the right way and people was really responding and reacting to it, you know, in a positive or negative, either both. Positive and negative feedback is always great for your career, I feel like. You know,
exactly,
but,
it is.
Yeah, so,
and it's like why cheat on your on the charts or whatever, and then you invite people to a show and nobody comes to your show but your mama,
exactly.
Or not. So they happy for you. Like, man, just go out there. Don't be scared. The people ain't gonna bite. Don't be afraid to be turned down because out of four people that turn you down, it's gonna be one that's gonna be like, hey, let me get that, or
yeah,
let me see what you're about.
Yep, that's real, you know, and I look at it like, you know, too, you know, like my whole reasoning behind this, too, was because I think that, you know, it's really about, you know, being fair, too, you know. I mean, sometimes I look, you know, I really can't say nothing about my own personal, but I can look at other artists who I've seen that's been out there, you know, grinding and doing their thing the whole entire time, and they getting it in, you know, and I be seeing them, I'm like, damn, I can't believe you number 100 or something like that. You know, when it's people who been grinding, you know what I'm saying, they getting it in, and they actually, you know what I'm saying, they really deserve to be higher up on the charts than what they are. Then you got some people who at the top of the charts, they don't even have no songs on there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, dang. You know, and I be just tripping off of that. You know, that's why I was wondering. My real true answer question was, like, how does it work? You know, you're still live, caller 46559. You're still live on Bang Out Radio, you know. So,
cool.
Like,
cool.
If anybody out there has any insight or opinions, go ahead and press that 1, you know what I'm saying, calling in.
I have another thing, too. And I hate when people that like other people's music that's in the game, they might put like a Lil Wayne picture on their profile, and everybody think it's Lil Wayne, and they music unsigned collar. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what was Lil Wayne doing an unsigned collar? This dude making millions. He need to be in that major over there or somewhere.
Yeah,
and that's another thing too that brings people down.
That's deception right there. Or the naked picture, the asshole naked picture on the front of the mixtape, and then all the guys clicking on it. So that person who got the porno picture on the front of theirs, he's getting more hits than the guy who really can rap. And this dude over here is saying A B C D F G, you know. So. I mean, that stuff right there, I'll be just like, man, you know, they getting it in more, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, so I feel like some of that stuff is deception. I mean, of course, certain things is marketing, you know what I'm saying? I don't knock people for doing what they got to do to market themselves and bring about the attraction that's going to get their music heard. But it's different when you getting some music heard versus, you know, somebody who ain't even got no music to hear, you know? So, I'm
going to do it like this. I'm going to put all the ladies on Bangout Radio together on one picture, and I'm going to put my music on it, and I'm going to go, like, probably like a billion plays in one day.
But you know what, Playwise, I'll be looking at it like this. You know, I mean, there's so many ways to market your music and all that. Man, people, they just got to be more creative with it because, like, the truth will come out. The truth will come out. Like, as far as the Antelope Valley is concerned, see, that's why I wish a lot of these callers wouldn't have hung up because they would be hearing what I'm about to say right now. But, like, man, I'm telling you like this, between me and you, Topaz Lachey, the whole Bang Out family, Ace, you know what I'm saying, over there at Swagger Movement, Loudmouth, you know what I'm saying, B-Man, all these different people out there doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? Hey, if you're in the Antelope Valley and you up there between the top, if you're within 30 to number one on a chart, we really want to see how much talent you have because if it's the truth, please come with us and join forces and do a concert with us. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about Twin SB out there, you know what I'm saying? She doing her thing. I'm talking about all the artists who really are at the top 30 or even, we can even take it down to the 60th range or something like that. There's some people that's down there, further down the charts who really, really need to be up on it. But even, you know, from coast to coast in your community, all you indie artists out there, if you really feel, you know what I'm saying, about your local buzz, because really the reason, another thing, you know, I want to mention, because y'all know I can just go on and on forever. But, you know, a point that I try to make, too, in this show today was the fact that it's indie artists grinding all over. You got some that's deceptive. You got some that's real. You know what I'm saying? But if your community wants to really know who's the real deal, y'all start doing shows in y'all community and let's see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Start getting those main buzz heads up in those shows and start doing, you know, shows, you know? And not just that, but if there's artists out there who's claiming the title of having the number one spot, you know what I'm saying, and they really don't deserve it, it does take away from the people who really do. And when it comes down to it, your numbers is now what these labels look at. Your numbers is what they look at when they trying to, you know what I'm saying, determine whether or not they're going to promote you. I even know some publicists out there, like such as Heidi, you know what I'm saying, Heidi Payton Gomez. She ain't even going to promote you unless you got 1,000 or more plays on your charts or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's how publicists and managers and stuff determine how they're going to promote people. And some artists won't qualify for promotion just based on the fact that their numbers ain't up out there in the digital arena of internet, because that really does, you know, count. You know, that's what people look at. You know what I'm saying? We got a caller calling in, caller 9981. You're live on Bang Out Radio. You're live.
Hey,
girly, what's up with it?
You already know, chilling like a villain.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hey.
Hey, what's good?
My boy K-Wise in the building.
What's good, Kay?
What's up, Topaz?
Y'all already know, Topaz, 661. So, we talk about Reverb, huh? Reverb Nation.
Reverb Nation.
Yes, yes, yes. I've been listening in. Hey, It is what it is.
So what's your heavyweight situation?
I'm in the top 30.
Y'all already know Topaz is number one, of course, for a long time. But you know what I'm saying? But I had a couple people try to knock me off the number one spot. You know what I'm saying? It's no big deal to me what number. It's no big deal to what number I am, you feel me? I don't complain about it like most artists does, you feel me? So it is what it is. So.
Do you feel numbers are relevant to the hip hop community?
No, I really don't. Nope. Well, I mean, you have a lot of artists that it does matter. Oh, I have to be number one. As long as people hear your music and recognize you, that's all that matters.
What about statistics on media share sites, music share sites?
Like, what do I think of it, or?
No, I'm just saying, do you feel like they're relevant? Do you feel like those numbers matter? Do you feel like the statistics of your album sales or your album, the buzz?
I mean, yeah, of course, like, okay, I see what you're saying. I say yes because it does. I mean, that way you'll know actually how you're doing for an indie artist. Because all indie artists want to know, like, for his music type, where I'm at or where I'm this and where I'm that. You feel me? That way you'll know how you're doing.
Right. So do you feel that Reverb Nation is a true depiction of how an artist is really doing?
Yes, because I think it's actually a good site because first and foremost, everybody's on Reverb. Everybody always on there. So I do.
Okay, so why do you feel that it's accurate? Why do you feel that Reverb Nation is an accurate site?
Because what it offers, you have to understand, if you're on Reverb and you're networking your music, see, Reverb offers you stuff. They have, like, competitions within the site. They send you stuff, so that's why I feel that it is.
A lot of artists don't even know how to utilize Reverb Nation. I'm one of the artists, you know. So
Reverb is pretty easy to use. I mean, basically what it is, you're promoting your music, of course. And Reverb, the people behind Reverb does watch the artist, does look at the artist that's, you know what I'm saying, that promotes. And they do look at the charts also. And they do send certain artists, you know what I'm saying, invitations to come out to perform their songs. You feel me? So they do watch.
Right. So do they do this based on your statistics or what?
See, me personally, it's funny because I'm a lot of people think because you promote it, oh, check out my Reverb, that's gonna make you know. Because sometimes it's the plays and sometimes people actually just go on. Most people look at who's on the top 10, actually. Actually the top 20. They look at those. That's how you actually get known on Reverb.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you like.
So people,
how do you get to the.
Huh?
How do y'all get
go
to
ahead.
The top of the chart? How do y'all get
well,
to the
actually,
top?
Well, actually, with me personally, I don't read. As you know, as KY's know, I don't actually read. You know what I'm saying? Check out my Reverb. I don't do that. I just do it once in a while, and I sometimes, like, don't even go on there for, like, a week. And I'm, you know what I'm saying, I've been number one for a whole year, you know what I'm saying, with snippets, by the way. You feel me? So
right.
It is what it
so,
is. I mean, I'll probably, go ahead.
So is it based on your hit? Is it based, not to cut you off, is it based on your hit that you're getting? This is what I'm trying to find out. Is it based on your hit
or is it based
on your fans?
It's actually not, it's based on your hits. It's not based on you promoting it.
Okay.
You feel me? Like I can go to your Reverb Nation and play your song, check out your thing. That's how it's based on. It's not based on you posting it on these different sites, Facebook and Twitter. You feel me? People look at who's in the top 20. That's what I'm saying. If you're in the top 20, people are going to already recognize you. You got people that refer you, like, you know how you go on Reverb and they say, your favorite artist that be on the side, I refer, like, K-Wiz is on my side or you is on the other side. You feel me?
Right. Yeah. We got a caller calling in. Caller 0871, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
What's good? Swear God.
In the building.
I've been.
Man, we're talking about Reverb Nation, you know. We're talking about how, what are the things we need to use or utilize on Reverb Nation, and what actually determines how artists get to where they are on the charts?
That's,
are they
that's
deep, too. That's real deep. You know, I never really, I don't know, you know, I'm going to just say it from my own little experience, what I guess I feel. I don't know. I don't even know if it's true or not. But, I mean, there's people that got talent that use their talent to get them places. And I think that's what is supposed to, I guess, make that artist who that artist is their talent, you know. But then again, gimmicks are used a lot, too. You know, I see a lot of people got gimmicks on Reverb. Not even on Reverb, but even when MySpace was the thing, you know what I'm saying? Everybody did all their networking on MySpace. You saw a bunch of gimmicks. You saw, like, people using trickery, you know, like, you know, throwing up an ass shot or to get some clicks or, you know, I mean, they people use methods to draw in, to put the general public to the site to get that traffic, you know. So, I mean, I've noticed it.
I mean, personally, for me, I don't think it's for me because, like, I don't find Reverb like that. I go on there once in a while, check, you know, and I'm still where I'm at. But like I said, it's just about to recognize on there.
Yeah. So look, we got another caller calling in right now. Caller 3217, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
What it do, babies? This is Marley B. What's good, everybody?
What's poppin', Marley?
What's up with it?
What's up? So, you know,
right here.
I just, you know, had to finally press one because I was, you know, listening in as I do my daily scrolling over Reverb Nation and listening to. I listen to the artist's music, you know. It's some artists that I don't know, I've never met before, and they might tell me, go listen to my page. You know, I might go listen to one or two songs. And then I might proceed to listen to everybody's music I always listen to. You know what I'm saying? I don't have their CDs, and they got Reverb Nation or what. But personally, myself, I am, you know, a person that's unpredictable. So I treat Reverb Nation like any other social environment. You know what I'm saying? If I was pushing my music like I am now, if I was doing that in high school, instead of cheerleading and doing dance or whatnot, this is the same thing I would be doing. You know what I'm saying? I would be out doing flyers. I would be probably throwing parties, different types of social gatherings, functions, everything that would lure in people to listen to my music. Now that I'm grown, you know what I'm saying, and I have a better perspective of things, I choose to do it my own way. So if I lure people in with my sexiness, hey, that's an advantage that I have. I might not be able to use it forever, so I'm going to maybe, you know what I'm saying, use that as a slight advantage now. But me personally, if I was not easy on the eyes or anything, you know what I'm saying, who's to say Stevie Wonder is the finest man in the world? But I bet he got views. I bet he got millions, and he can't even see any talented, you know what I'm saying? And so I feel like, personally, people love my music regardless of what I look like. But if I choose, you know what I'm saying, to doll myself up or whatnot, have photo shoots, or some people just throw ass shots up there and don't even be a photo shoot or whatever. They just do what they feel. You know what I'm saying? I feel that's them because niggas do what they want. They floss fake jewelry. They floss cars that ain't theirs. You know what I'm saying? Everybody does this, even people in the major industry. So kind of connecting it back to the first original question about does the numbers count and this and that, I'm number 9, sometimes 8, sometimes 9. I don't even care. You know what I'm saying? I've been number 20 before, and I just shot up the charts after I did a couple of shows and started promoting myself and doing anything else outside of the internet, you know?
That's right.
It's all about pushing yourself out there.
Yeah. So what I'm gathering from this whole discussion, you know, it's just different things. It's just nothing is just one way of getting your to the top of the chart. Because I'm really trying to find out, you know, how do people do it? Is it a technique or is it just based on total fan presence that's actually supporting your music? I do have another caller right here, and we're still in discussion right here on Bang Out Radio 56.
Hi, guys. K-Y. Okay. Hi, everybody.
You're live on Bang Out Radio.
What it do? This your boy Spliff.
What's up with it, Liff?
Not much.
How do you feel about the discussion that we got going on here?
Numbers don't matter to me. It's all about treating your music as you is as your work. If you're on your grind, it's going to shine. If it's not, they're going to let you know the truth or not. If you ain't on your grind.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
I feel you on that one. Well, I appreciate your opinion. You know what I'm saying? This is a discussion that you can elaborate on all day. You know what I'm saying? We got another caller right here, caller 6620. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
Yes, it's me again. Y'all already know I have to push phone, girl.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so, you know, our discussion today, you know,
is how people climb
about
the charts.
Yeah, you know,
that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody always asks me, like, I've been number one for a while, and I really don't even, you know what I'm saying, promote my reverb like that. You know, I promote it once in a while. You know, that's what I was saying. It's all about recognition that's on reverb, like the other artists that recognize you, you know?
Yeah.
So,
man, that's
like Marley, and like Marley said, I heard her before, like, sometimes, you know, people do network outside and share it, you know, outside of reverb, you know? So,
yeah.
Yeah,
the
I
more
would like to know anything about
Reverb. Like, the more people that knows about your page, the better it is. The more traffic to your page, that's what I think.
Right. So you're saying, like, the more people that knows about your Reverb Nation,
right,
the more people
right.
will check it out?
Right.
Exactly. Well, it's really about the artist promoting itself as an artist.
Yeah,
right.
And even if you got a team outside of just yourself, there's so many people out there that will promote it for you, and it's a lot of people, you know, overseas that listen to your music
mm-hmm.
more than you even know. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So depending on the choices
yep.
you make in life. I chose to be a host of Bang Out Radio, and that was my choice, and I happen to have a lot of overseas, you know, fans and different things like that from different crazy countries you wouldn't even think
mm-hmm.
of. You know,
yeah,
so
New
now
Zealand.
I brought them
yeah,
in to Bang Out. Now they fans of Bang Out Radio, and they sending their music to be played, and you know what I'm saying, way in Brazil, Trinidad, rappers that speak English, you know what I'm saying? People you would never even think of, you know, so it depends on the choices you make as an artist
mm-hmm.
and the way you promote yourself as an artist and the networking, not just getting around, meeting people, you know what I'm saying? No, the networking, because it all depends on who you network with and who you know
mm-hmm.
that will, you know
yep,
what I'm saying, help.
That's true.
Well,
yep.
what do you guys feel about, what do you guys feel about artists, you know, that actually are in your category that don't even sing, the R&B ladies? What do y'all feel about that? Artists that's out there that you're competing with that's not even R&B artists.
That's funny.
That is.
Somebody, you want to answer that one? That one's funny.
Y'all know I say names. I don't care. You know, ain't nobody going to come snipe me. I am the sniper.
I'm the people sniper.
Let me do this. So, look. Okay. I've seen, because I've only been on Reverb Nation, I think, since, like, last maybe November or something like that. So
mm-hmm.
I've seen, like, two people who category clearly has nothing to do with holding any notes at all. Nothing at all. No Little
yeah.
Mermaid, nothing. So, I mean, not even the Seven Dwarfs, none of that hi-ho, nothing. Not even a tiny little. So I feel like they purposely do things like that. Just to intentionally fight the next person.
Well,
but I also noticed it's people in my category in, what do they call it? They sing inspirational folk singing, children story time. I'm like, nigga, you need to be on Nickelodeon. Why are you on R&B?
Let me tell you.
Hey,
let me say
something. In the morning.
Let me kill game.
Don't have R&B.
No. Let me kill game for a minute. Hold on. Check it out. You know what I'm saying? My category is R&B, hip-hop. That's what I do. I can slow it down, too. But you got a lot of people that's rap, hip-hop. What the fuck is going on the R&B charts? B-Man needs to be in this discussion because he did that shit. You know what I'm saying? How you get on the R&B show when you rap? You feel me? He should be listening to this.
R&B stands for something else.
Right.
Some people think that R&B stands for something else, you know, rap and something. They don't know exactly what they think.
That's
it stands for rhythm and blues. And if you don't have a rhythm with a blues attached to it, you don't sing.
But hold on, let me check this out. Let me kill game. Like one time, B-Man told me, right? He was like, Topaz, go check the reverb. I'm like, okay, why this motherfucker on R&B? So,
oh, he rap.
He's gonna say,
what do we,
no,
he
no, he's rap. He's rap. But I asked him. He was like, Topaz, go check out reverb. You know what I'm saying? I go check the shit out. Why homeboy on the R&B? So, you don't even look white in this category. You feel me? You rap.
Yeah.
So he said, oh, I do a little ooh la la. See that shit right there? You know what I'm saying? Just because you want to get number one. You feel me?
Wow.
Topaz said it.
Wow.
Tell him to call me.
That's
you
not right.
Me?
Hey, this is what Twisted Tuesdays is all about.
Right. And that shit right
twisted.
There, I don't give a damn what number I am. You feel me?
Right.
It doesn't matter about that. If you're not in that, why is you in that category? You feel me?
Right.
Just to fuck with Topaz?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. You already know. But guess what? He went back onto that hip-hop chart. Well, he needs to call in to this discussion so I can get on his head.
Hey, B-Man.
Do anybody know where
B-Man
at, the homie?
Make sure you call in to Bang Out Radio.
Yes, Topaz said it. I'm calling you out. Yes. This is the reverse chart. Yeah,
okay. Man, oh my gosh, man.
But
y'all
KY though. See, KY don't complain. You know what I'm saying?
KY,
it's a lot of people.
That's all he do is laugh. So I know.
But let me tell you, it's a lot of people that really, really
laugh.
Wants to be number one. It's a lot of people that's obsessed to be in them. It has to be, you know, you know?
Hey, can I say my piece? Because I want to tell everybody this, you know. I've been on Reverb Nation since 2007 when it was first created. And yes, it was 2007. A lot of people don't know.
Yeah, it sure was. And then nobody really knew about it.
Because I was one of the first ones because I got linked on with one of my peoples in the game, and they told me about this site that's supposed to be blowing up and all this. But
right.
I'm one of the few artists that's on there that actually get paid for it to be on Reverb Nation.
Right, I do too.
And a lot of people don't know, like, the advertising
changed.
And all these shows. It's like I get all that plus little chippers in my little PayPal account. So it's like Reverb is cool. You know, they show love by, you know, giving back to the unsigned artists and everything. So
mm-hmm.
that's like a potential. But it's like I hate when people do abuse it to be in a jazz category and they hardcore metal. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, because if you can't market yourself in a one little site, what you think you're going to do in the real world?
Exactly.
Get ready to do a hoop or something like that. So
we got another
crazy.
Caller calling in right here, too. Caller 8714, you're live on Bang Out Radio. You're live on Bang Out Radio, 8714.
No dead air, please.
Nope. Okay. Word God, don't go nowhere. You know, Word God, y'all know he promoting his single Sugar Rush, and we're gonna.
Oh yeah, it's a little mixtape single.
You know
what I'm saying?
For that single that he about to drop. You know, so Sugar Rush, that's gonna be a hot joint out this summer.
Oh yeah, you know I had to do it for everybody.
Shit.
So do it for the ladies,
let's
do it for the dudes.
Sugar Rush.
Sugar
I
Rush.
Hear this
sugar
Rush.
What
I need
is
a
Sugar
Rush right now. Cigarettes.
All right, cigarettes to this, right? It's funny, it's crazy because it's like this, right? All right, everybody who's a dude done gave a woman a sugar rush before. I'm not talking like sexually. I'm talking about like these dudes that be like, you know, they be either they act like they got money or they either do got it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I look at it like this. Okay, cool. What do women want? What do they want with a guy who got a lot of money and shit? And it always seemed to go back to their hair because something about women and their hair, you know what I'm saying? A woman got to have some fly-ass hair. not saying that every woman is into the whole trick thing, because it's not like that. Uh-huh. But those uh-huh. who are, you know what I'm saying, they go for those dudes, the money. The dude is a sugar daddy. The woman, she gets the sugar rush off the sugar daddy. Simple as that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's all about it.
Well, me personally, when I think about sugar daddies, I think about cavities and pain, and
cavities,
I don't want it. So I don't even eat sugar daddies. But it's cute. But I like the colors and stuff that the sugar daddies have, the yellow and the red. I would really coordinate that in a photo shoot. So if you want somebody in your photo shoot,
I'm looking for like some women, some real sexy women who got some fucked up weeds.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Just to throw them up in the video.
No, I don't think I could do that.
I don't know if I could find anybody.
No, I don't think I could do that.
Slow myself down, like I don't know anybody. Wow.
Wait, hey, I could be like, I could post it. How many girls you need with some fucked up butt? I can't do that shit. Make sure you get a scene.
I ain't got to say that big hair got a real.
Wait, this is my thing. Are we going to talk into the video shoot?
Let them come and just do a face.
What happened?
We just be messing.
Are we going to trick them into coming to the video shoot?
We can. But we don't make our radio stand, and now we can't.
Right.
We done fucked up.
We just dumb as hell.
They inbox me that shit.
Oh, wow. That's real deep.
They got radio.
Can I request a song, Madrina? Can I request a song? I know it's over there.
yeah, go ahead.
Can
go
I hear that Bomb Bomb Watch? Is Bomb Bomb Watch up on the board?
It should be.
That would be my shit. give
it
up, boy. That's
I don't think it's there.
Oh, damn. Well, we're going to get that back on the chart.
Okay, we're going to get it to watch. Listen, I want y'all to hear this Sugar Rush song, though, because I want
Play it.
I want y'all to get into this Sugar Rush because, you know, of course, y'all all going to be, you know, a part of the video. You know,
not saying that y'all gonna be the actual girls with the messed up weaves and all that. Oh,
because
you know,
I'm not.
That shit
you
correct,
already know. You already know. You know what I'm saying?
I'm already knowing.
Okay, let's go with the Sugar Rush.
Sugar Rush, y'all hearing it first on Bang Out Radio.
Workout forever and ever, you know I always love you.
Uh-huh.
Even though you a gold digging bug for real, still, girl, you always keep it real. Even on a bad day, you make it a good day. Always on top of shit, sensei.
Right.
Always gonna do the first thing that a nigga say. You will pop your ass for a little cash, jump through them loops, bust them in, extension. This is what you missing. When I grip that crop from the back, they're missing. Dudes listen, the girls be gang. In the damn gear, see, we all in the same thing. It's like the whole world done sniff cocaine. Sip coke, sip crack straight to the brain. And this is my street, not my fucking claim. I done seen a devil looking like a woman. Full of hair and tentacles and cynical. Have to pull my zipper down and start the energy. That's $1,000 weave in your head, girl. Who bought that for you? Get damn sugar daddy. High fructose, glucose, like slime.
Yeah.
Type 2 diabetes, get the sugar rush on.
Yeah,
get the sugar rush. Song after song, you know I'm buzzing.
Uh-huh.
What up, cousin? Yeah, I'm killing it. But she killing them, so when she rocking it. Killing that weed the way she styling it. And the hoes is hating the way she talking it. Asking the questions like, where the fuck you bought it? So she calls, reply, Indian. 100%, man, you know we get it in the loop.
Right,
throw in the coupe. She speed all 5 ways from Sunday. On the freeway, she's a motherfucking minute. A real bad girl in the bad girl team club. Keep her feet, hair, nails done.
Hear me, son, I take that straight to the bank, Jack. And let her take you to cloud nine. Cause when she puts her hands on your balls this one time, you will see what angels and demons without signs. So make no mistake, the sugar rush tries. That's $1,000 weave in your head, girl. Who bought that for you? Get damn sugar daddy. High school codes, blue codes, white slime, yeah. High school diabetes, get the sugar rush on. Yeah, on. Yeah, on. Yeah. Yeah, get the sugar rush. Modern girl still chasing the sweet tooth. Better get it right. She drinks great goose. I don't know what to say, but get loose. And you ain't got no paper, homie, to get lost. At all costs, she'll get it. Even if you got a small dick, she'll hit it. But war got baby packing the nine iron. Get your weave together. Keep your mind wired. Focus. Do what you supposed to do. Do what you came to do. Ain't nobody blaming you. A pros in here. Academy Award up in here. Her hair shining and gleaming at nightfall. But not to mention periods of might off. The nicotine relaxing her menthol. She a sexy fat, short, skinny, even tall. Expert, see, this is her profession. Come up out your pockets, don't ask no questions. That's $1,000 weave in your head, girl. Who bought that for you? Get damn sugar, yeah. High food, cold, blue coats, like fine, yeah. High food, diabetes, get your sugar rush on. Yeah, on. Yeah, on. Yeah, yeah, get your sugar rush. That's $1,000 weave in your head, girl. Who bought that for you? Get damn sugar, yeah. High food, cold, blue coats, like fine, yeah. High food, diabetes, get your sugar rush on. Yeah, on. Yeah, on. Yeah, get the sugar rush.
Yeah, that's what it is. So
we're
in this video,
too.
We're in this video, too.
We got another caller that's calling in right here, too. Caller 8714, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, what's the problem? It's your boy, Handsome Cuz, a.k.a. Headache. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I just shot my boy War guy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Up on the chair in the building, L.A. Dream in the building. I see you, Marley B. You know, it's me. It's me and my, you know, my daughter now, but we have been chilling and shit. You know, one good time, you know what I'm saying? That's the same. You know, I see y'all really going hard on that, you know, that reverb. I'm saying shit.
Yeah,
love it. I put on blast today.
I just want to know. You know, this is Twisted Tuesdays, you know. Let all the listeners know, you know what I'm saying, Monday through Saturday, we are on air, you know what I'm saying. So just hit us up on www.bangoutradio.com. Check the shows out. We got listings, you know what I'm saying. We getting it in on Bang Out Radio every day of the week, you know. So, the shows are getting better and better and better and better. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Saturday is going down, you know what I'm saying? So y'all just keep on listening in to us, you know. But, our discussion today is about, chart toppers and stuff. I'm so glad we got our chart toppers, you know, calling in today, you know. I appreciate to be amongst the likes of all of y'all, you know what I'm saying, and you know, it's giving me a lot of insight on things I need to do, you know what I'm saying? So if I have 1,000 plays by tomorrow, don't be hating on me, okay? Y'all know what I'm saying. But at the same
they
time,
is. They are. They are.
Yeah.
This is my thing, you feel me? Like, and then another thing, Twitter. Twitter is also another social site. Now, I just started really getting deep into Twitter like 3 months ago. Maybe a little more. No, probably around that. I didn't even have 100, you know, followers. But as I started networking and getting to know people, you know what I'm saying? If people following me, I don't even know what they following me for. But you know what? They're following me. They're following me, and that's the point. And so as an artist, as I, you know what I'm saying, rise on the charts, and, you know what I'm saying, my tolerance gets more and more, you know, smaller for nonsense, I don't even look over the people that's following me. I just go follow them back, and if they seem creepy or something, I don't, and I keep it pushing. I don't even take the time to be like, oh, hey, how is this, and it is, no, because that's going to cause, you know what I'm saying, too much extra. So just, you know, I got to stay focused on my music and try to get there and not try to make too many personal ties with people I don't know that well, you know what I'm saying, and do that. That's, you know.
So what's going on with your music? You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as you know, what we got coming out hot that's from the Antelope Valley? That's what I'm trying to find out. Because we got all y'all on the air right now. I want to know what's up with it.
I'm going to start then. You know, I'm going to just jump it off. Well, I got that. I got my little Sugar Rush song right there. But that's just one song off my mixtape called Swagger to Gods. And that's going to be coming out after this mixtape already got finished right now. It's called Crack Kills Volume 1. And it's not really like about the actual crack itself,
and
it can be, because that does kill. But I'm talking about the flow, you know, the crack flow kills, you know. And I'm going to come with a Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 10, 20, whatever. But right now I'm going to focus on the Crack is Volume 1, get all the album art and everything did, get it pressed out, you know, the typical stuff. Then I'm going to jump into the Swag of the Gods. Then I'm going to bounce back to Volume 2. I'm going to just keep it going like that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then, but see, my goal is to kind of, especially for that Volume 2, is to really collaborate more with everybody, because my Volume 1, I got a lot of my close homeboys and all that. I want to get out and start having different people all on my mixtapes and shit for my Volume 2. So I'm done.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So what do you see happening with Sugar Rush, you know, over the summer? You know, where are you trying to take this Sugar Rush thing to?
Oh, I'm trying to take it to Japan and back. I'm trying to take it to the mama's bedroom, to the granddaddy's shack. You know, I'm trying to take it anywhere I can. But mainly, I'm really trying to just try to have people just get that song, man. Just get it. Just go on and get it. Just download it. Get it. You know, the ReverbNation.com/WarGodCEO. That's it. You know, you can go to my YouTube. I got a link up in there. Boom. The link is the same thing as the Reverb. So, you know, you can find it there too.
Try
to do a video with it. Try to do all kind of stuff.
Yeah, let us know what you got going on with the Starlight production. I know a lot of people have been trying to figure what's up with that. You know, they always hear me pushing Starlight.
Well, you know, and you know what? This is a good conversation about that, because I would love for it to be like a topic for, like, you know, one of these Bang Out radio shows about. I don't know how much I put it, but I don't know if we can word it the right way without disrespecting everybody. You know, it's a lot of sensitive motherfuckers out there, you know. But
fuck them.
When it comes to, that's true. Especially dudes get real sensitive.
Really
they get sensitive as hell. You can't tell them something, you know, without them about to just cry and shit. But my Starlight Cypher right now is on hold right now because of the fact that due to the people that I was working with, everybody don't have they shit together. You know, I mean, even if I have mine together, I can't babysit everybody. I can't babysit.
Right.
So I'm not going to invest my time, my money, and everything. Because I'm trying to go into being a producer, not an audio producer. I'm talking about a video producer. Not a video director, but a video producer. That's, and when you're doing production or in charge of a production set, it's pretty intense. You know, you're like going back and forth. You're like that middle link between what people see in front of the camera and what people don't see. You're like right in the middle.
Exactly.
And you got to coordinate.
Between what's real and what's not.
Yeah, so when it comes to all that stuff, that's what I've been studying on, like a crackhead. I'm up here just like all night looking up stuff, reading stuff, everything, and stacking up money and all that. But everybody needs to do that same thing. And like I say, one of the topics sometime soon, hopefully, Marley, you can get this jumping, you know what I'm saying, that we need to find out what's wrong with us working together. what's really holding people back from really working together? Because that shit sucks, you know. So like I said, I'm gonna just get my camp back together.
There's some artists out there I've tried to work with, and hey, we just didn't work together. So
but see, I was more like saying, now working together as an artist is probably easier than when we're talking about doing some like real grown up business, like. Like actually, like, hold on. When we're actually like doing some business, like, let's say like we gotta have a meeting at like three cities away. We gotta be there. We gotta be there at 9 o'clock, and we all come from different locations. You know what I mean? It's like it's different from like let's all to go down to the studio and record a 16, call it a day. You know, that's way different. You know, somebody gotta type up a document. Who go do that? Well, what's your job title? why I got to tell you to do it. You know, you got to do that yourself. You should know how to do it. You know, you should know how to do it. I shouldn't have to tell you how to do it. That's why you. That's why you are who you are on this team. Period. You know, it's.
I know this might be like. Oh no, not to interrupt. I'm saying, I know this might be off the subject, but Ludacris. Ludacris, I thought he was signed to a major label, and I had thought that he was from not here, not Los Angeles. So why the hell is he number 18 on the hip-hop charts in Los Angeles? This shit, I'm talking about right here. You know what I'm saying? So that clearly show you that don't make no sense. And it's for his song Slap. Like, what is what is that doing on the charts for 2011? Why is he number 18? That's, like, for real. You know, it's a lot of, like you said, sensitive people out there. That be looking at this like, why the hell is this is not fair, like you said, and it's a lot of people obsessed with trying to be number one, and you know, what are you doing? You're not Ludacris, and if you are Ludacris, what the hell are you doing in the Los Angeles charts? You know? So that just goes to show you right there, that don't make no common sense. Shout out to Luda.
Luda.
Right. We got another caller calling in, caller 6620, you're live on Bengal Radio.
Y'all know I have to call back. I have to go grab something to eat. It's so pan.
I'm eating right now, too.
For sure. You know.
I'm into it again. I like that sugar rush, though, babe. That's
oh, good looking. Appreciate that.
Yeah. So
I'm
like,
back now.
I'm so glad, you know, that we got all these, the main artists, you know what I'm saying, in our community that's listening, too, because, you know, I just wanted to say this summer is about to be hot.
Crack
we
in.
Need to get together and put
bang
the
out
biggest
barbecue
concert together. Yeah, bang out barbecue / pool party. You know what I'm saying? We need to do that one time.
I'll be on the grill. I'll be on the grill. You know, I'm a grill meat man.
Yeah.
I know how to grill me some meat,
that.
So
no.
I'm on the grill. I got the smoker and all that.
Can I shout this out real quick, you guys?
Can
I shout this out on Bang Out Radio? Yes, everybody that's tuning in to Bang Out Radio. We got Project Pat. Going to be on replay next Thursday, baby. Yes.
Yeah.
Going down. It's going down.
That's
on Bang Out Radio.
Hey, I'm going to definitely be tuning in to that show.
Yes, Project Pat, baby. Yes. Bang Out Radio.
Hey.
We all in your
that's
ears.
What's up.
Is.
All up in your
drum. And, you know, we do We do need to get together and do a concert, you know, all you top artists out there, you know, out there anyway, you know what I'm saying? If you're in the Antelope Valley and we don't know who you are, and you trying to get your music heard, you know what I'm saying? If you're in L.A. County, period, you know what I'm saying? We want to see you, you know, come out and perform, show your face, you know what I'm saying? Let's see what it do, you know what I'm saying? And not just that, you know, also... You know, we're just trying to get it popping this summer. I want to see a concert. I want to kick my feet
I
up
think
and
let's put it together, you guys.
Right. Yeah.
We can put it together, of course. Let's put a Bang Out Radio concert together, of course. Get all the artists that's in the 661. It's going down. So let's get it. Y'all
and
know.
And let's rock it out.
Yeah. Right.
We got to make sure.
Rock it out.
We got to make sure we have Swagger Movement in the building. We got to make sure
Swagger
we have
Movement.
Like a movement, they listening in too.
You know what? And I had the honor of meeting, Ace this past week. Me and my homegirl, shout out to Tisa Bia Too Bad and Amisha Too Bad, Young Cash. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. You know, they put things together right now behind the scenes. But we went to visit, you know, and then and him and Simiato are like the most hospitable, you know, professional dude ever, you know, that was just, like, so laid back and cool. We was just chilling, talk to him. Well, besides K-Wise, like, the coolest dude ever. But, you know what I'm saying? He was so cool, and we was just sitting in there listening to beats, and he was running down his different artists to us and letting us know what moves they making. That's how I want it to be when I meet everybody, you know what I'm saying? Just like when I started going to K-Wise studio a couple months ago. You go over there and it's like home, you know. Me and Tisa was talking about how comfortable it is, you know, and sunshine.
Yeah.
So it's like if everybody could show that same love and support to each other, we would get along much better. I see,
right.
You know, people rising on the charts that supporting each other music now, you know what I'm saying? So
see.
We should.
I've been with KY.
Try to unify
a little bit
more.
Self-X, man. I've been with them for a long time. KY's actually been recording me forever, you guys. I mean, we actually used to work together. You know what I'm saying? At the 99 cent store, he already know what it is. But after that, he knows it. You feel me? That's like, what, six, seven years? Like, I say like 10 years ago or something like that. Or whatnot.
Yeah.
I say about eight
Y'all
or something. But KY's is where it's at. You feel me? Cool dude. You did?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So, y'all
go to
record. Everybody know now. Go to KY's.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
You know
what I'm
saying?
Or you can go to Swagger Movement. You can do that, too.
Yeah.
That's right. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be quiet. It's a lot of studios
you have to go to. Yeah, it is a lot of studios. But it's like sometimes it's not easy to get in the studio out here. I don't know why. You know what I'm saying? I've been trying to get in the studio all the time. Hey, y'all gotta be woke at 3 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes I see stuff on my mind.
Yeah, that's how it is. Yes, 3 o'clock in the morning, you could be laying down a hot ass track. You did
right.
Exactly. We got a caller calling in. Caller,
you got you out here because we get so hot.
5-9. Sure. You're live on Bingo Radio.
I heard it was about 4 degrees hotter in hell.
Okay.
You're too much love. I had to like get the love back. You know what I'm saying?
KY, you already know.
Man.
KY already know how we get down, KY. You heard me, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
some fans go way back like Cadillac seats that won't go back up. You know what I'm saying?
God damn, nigga. What's poppin', KY?
Yes, we do.
I got some pictures.
That's believe that. Hey, that's believe that. Topaz Lachey. Hey.
I'm going to get that song so they can hear some Topaz from back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, nah.
Yeah,
I was getting it. You feel me? On my knick-knack paddywhack shit. You feel me?
Okay. Knick-knack.
Does
it sound like
it?
Knick-knack paddywhack. Give a bitch a
knick-knack. Yeah. Knick-knack paddywhack. Get that nigga a bone, you
did?
Get that nigga a bone.
Y'all are so
I've been trying to prevent people from releasing that old stuff because I've been recording a long time too, but I don't even want to hear none of my stuff from back in the day.
KY got everything that I did. He got every song that I did.
I have a large
party.
Man,
that's why I keep telling people I'm not a rapper. I sing. Please stop calling me that.
We got another caller calling me right now.
I do it all, baby. If I can sing, I can rap. You feel me? I do it all.
Well, I have a problem with admitting my rap side. I deny my alter ego, you know what I'm saying? So.
Well, I love my alter ego.
But I really sing. Like, watch, wait. I can't wait till I just really drop that singing shit on y'all because I'm tired of motherfuckers trying to challenge me and question me and throw other people out there, you know.
I love them
but
challenging me.
That's okay. I'm just tired of it. And who said that the people of Israel stopped moving because they was tired? You feel me? Not at all. So it's nothing. So
and
it's nothing.
Not
I'm still tired. So I guess, you know, I work better under pressure.
That's right. And don't be surprised if y'all see me throw my alter ego out there, too. Because I am a low alto, so I'm just letting y'all know.
Okay,
Dream.
Okay,
Dream.
Come on.
I can't
see
you at all. If I
get you
right
personally, can I say something?
I'm blowing like a hummingbird.
Come on, take that low.
Can I say something real fast? See, me personally, as an artist, I think, you know what I'm saying, as an artist, you can be versatile. You feel me?
Right.
You can rap.
Yeah,
you can sing.
I mean,
you can't limit yourself to one thing.
Sound on auto-tune. Look how bomb people sound on auto-tune. I don't care. I don't want to say F everybody who say death to auto-tunes, but I don't care. I like auto-tunes. I can sing, so I sound awfully stupid trying to auto-tune. So I like when I hear people who can't hold a note
right.
that get on my nerves and
right.
sound fucking horrible when they don't put auto-tune. If you don't put 5 auto-tunes on your shit and sing.
I don't
produce personally, but if people sing real terrible,
a true artist does like to
that.
Be versatile, though. A true artist loves to be versatile.
Look at Weezy.
You feel me?
He can't sing a lick, but he threw auto tools on it and he $1 million.
Y'all so silly. Bang out radio, bitches.
Real shit.
Bang out radio.
In a real way, though.
Yeah. Bonnie, hey, you so crazy.
We got another caller calling in. Caller 8714, you're live on Bang Out Radio. What it is?
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Night Blue, repping VMG Squad. I want to give a shout-out to Star Mob. And my single's coming soon, featuring Twin Boner, Max Fitted, produced by Tone Bone. And, yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it is, baby.
That's Tone Bone right there.
That's what's up, Night Blue.
Are
you singing or you rap?
I'm rapping.
That's what's up.
Right. Why are you
here
so shy?
I don't know.
All these damn ladies. You're on Bang Out Radio. You don't have to be shy on Bang Out Radio, baby.
You can cuss on here if you want to.
Yes, you know.
Got finished saying fuck everybody or something, bitches or something. We crazy over here.
Right. Marley, you burst out.
You're crazy over here.
And
no,
but
man, you got a song. So you got a song. She got a song produced by one of the hottest producers to come out the AV, money.
Yeah, that's Naya Boo. You know, y'all, I haven't really introduced her yet, you know what I'm saying?
That's
but she's
hot.
Part of my little GMG squad, you know, and her and Twin Boner, they working on this hot little jerker joint, I should say. You know, slapper for the kids, you know what I'm saying? Max Fitted, you know, and it's really is a hot point. You know? So
I'm gonna be in a video. Hopefully it's a video getting made so I can
behind that, you know.
That's
right.
Well, it's a video.
Yeah,
that's
what
Topaz
it is.
In the front
that's
of it jerking. She could be doing a reject.
Yes. You already know I'm be rejecting all the way to the flow. Hey.
Anything zone.
I can rotate.
Okay. You can say that for my video then.
Dip and rotate. Oh, shit. I could do that too. And dip. Oh.
Bang
Out Radio. We live.
It's not a game.
Hey, you know what? We got to get into some music right here. You know what I'm saying? We got a Swagger Movement joint, you know what I'm saying? My boy A-Census over here, you know. He wondered when we going to stop talking and get into rotation. So, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we got you, Ace, right here on Bang Out Radio. Let's go.
Wait too long, baby. Way too long. You know, we've been talking for like forever. I think it's time we move up. Together, baby, just like glue. The haters hating, they doing their part. They did that girl rush between us, they cannot. The hottest love has the coldest end. If you're warning you is wrong, bring on that sin. You the sweetest taste, baby, of that sin. And I won't erase it, and don't forget, repent. And you is the bestest. And everything you do, baby, you a blessing. I'm looking at this, I know we learn my lessons. I guess the Messiah, baby, I'm testing. Why?
I think that we just been talking, baby, way.
No, so let's go and make official, girl.
I think that we just been talking, baby, way too long.
No, so let's go and make official, girl. Say tomorrow, fuck every day, get paid tomorrow. Baby, you here, you day tomorrow. Every day, baby, you a sweet night, sweet night with a freak type, baby, with the sweet tights. Looking at your good girl, make you wanna keep like. Ooh, baby, you a sweet dyke. I take it back and erase that. Ha, look, baby, here's a cat in the hat. Got these niggas coming down, flipping like a patty cat. Live, I know you like it, how the nigga go. Nigga,
be running though, baby, so rock and roll. And baby, I'm official, so referee, baby, blow on your ass out. Yeah, looking nigga in the dress hole, looking at my cousin Vincent over on the cell phone. Yeah, I'm fucking with the G, I'm just saying anything sound good in the street. Yeah, I like it, make you in the sheet. I mean, I like it scream in the sheet, girl. Ow.
I think that we just been talking, baby, way too long. So this don't want to make up this show, girl. I think that we just been talking, baby, way too long.
Ever since we were down the phone, spending time together, baby, now it's home. Everything is good, you got your ring. The next up, baby, is marrying me. Throw the rice up, yeah, baby, yo, I hate us. Throw the little bouquets out of hell, the fucking hate us. They don't wanna see us move up, escalate us. But look, I'll see you bye, see you later. Never, I don't even wanna see my kids. I just want me and you to go and have some kids. Maybe a family 12, but you already said no. I guess I'm looking for about 5 and say so. But look, baby, don't turn, I will never turn on you, baby. I should let it burn on the hater shit. All the negative thoughts in the future. Everybody tryna hate on to the future. On to the next one. Not for that, baby, cause baby, you the best one. And all these other bitches, they need the lesson. Yeah, cause I ain't going nowhere.
I think that we just been talking, baby, way too long. So let's go and make official, girl. I think that we just been talking, baby, way too long. So let's go and make official, girl.
Yeah, infamous Ace. I'm freestyle most of these verses on this track, man. I didn't even really care, man. But look, man, this is Swagger Movement. Get your hands on the clutch, get in gear with the movement. If you ain't with the movement, go hang yourself. To the ladies, love it.
Hey, that's
hey,
my boy.
I like
he's
that.
Like, look, he even cocky on wax. Get your money up. If you ain't with it, get with it or get lost. Holler back.
Get with it. Hey, I like that.
Yes, yes, yes. We got another caller right here calling in. Caller 8714, for you live on Bang Out Radio.
Oh, no. What's up? It's your boy, Headache. I'm just listening. I'm back. Oh, I got cut off for a minute, though.
Wow.
So listen to you, you know, nice little cat.
He's back.
I just came from the mall. I just bought me a long-ass leather stretch coat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
It's 195 degrees out here. Where are you?
I'll be stepping.
Why did you go to the mall and buy that?
No
problem.
Oh, it was really man's land. You know what I'm saying? Man's land. I got me a long ass little leather coat. You know what I'm saying? Put on some cowboy boots, and I think I'm gonna go to Jay Bling's little thing on Wednesday.
What state are you in? Are you in California?
I'm joking.
Are you in California? Are you sane? Like, no, I'm just playing with you. I'm like, this nigga playing.
And he's live, and it's not a game. And it's not a game. It's live, and
you
it's
know,
not a game.
I bought me a long-ass leather coat. Like.
Hey, he was live, though.
You don't wear a leather coat, though? Huh? You don't wear a leather coat?
I think
you don't wear a leather coat? I did what?
Oh, hell no, not in this degree.
No, I think he really did went and bought the leather coat. He really did?
All right,
no,
that's
no,
what I said.
Didn't buy
he was
no,
alive.
I didn't buy the
everybody
leather coat. All right, all right.
I'm making sure. I'm making sure you was on point.
I was in my buying the leather coat, you know, putting Marley B on the back. Marley B. Gotcha.
Hey, we got
Marley B.
We have another caller. Caller 3927. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah,
hey,
still
no
team.
Dead
air.
Who?
What's
up with you?
Live on Bang Out Radio, 3947. Yeah, this is Johnny Hill talking.
Who is this?
Hello.
Speaking to?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, this is Duke Matt T. Calling
what up,
Duke?
This is, hey, I got to introduce you to the whole Bang Out family. I'm sure they know who you are, you know what I'm saying, when they see you on Facebook. But can you give everybody an introduction of who you are, sir?
Duke Man T, a rapper, calling from Compton, sickest artist on the West Coast. And I said it. And
Who
brother,
is?
Say it again, brother. Hey, brother, say it again. Say it again, brother.
I just had lost. I had put the phone down for 1 second and missed the whole script.
I'm the sickest rapper on the West Coast, and I said it right here on your station first, Duke Man T.
Bang Out Radio. Bang Out Radio.
Anybody don't want to believe it, I'll rap it in, and I guarantee it won't happen, period.
Bang Out Radio.
That's my boy Duke Man T right there. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, though. You know, the nigga Duke got bars, though. He do go hard.
Yo, Duke, we're going to do another song together. This War Guy.
And I ain't even heard him rap yet, but he's
going hard. Yo, War Guy.
What's poppin', man? We got to jump back in the studio.
You know that, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hit you up. We go talk about some business. We go talk about some business. You know me, man.
I heard another thing to him. Bang Out Radio. You know what I'm saying? I love Bang Out Radio. You know what I'm saying? Because I know, like I said, because these last little 2 weeks it been drama, and hey, you know what? And I'm one of them cats who really like drama. But like I say, but it's fun though. You know what I'm saying? It's really fun though. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm really enjoying the Bang Out thing. You know, like I say, talking to Jay. You know,
about
you
know, to make
LSG,
cry
you know,
over
you know,
here.
You know, oh no, aww. You know, LSG on the Twisted Tuesday. You know, Marley be on, you know, the Wednesday.
Aww.
What you know? Yeah, like I say, y'all doing y'all shit though. You know what I'm saying? Y'all doing y'all shit, you know, one good time, though. Like I say, you know, just keep the drama up, you know what I'm saying? Because, shit, you know, you ain't got no drama, you know. It ain't really, you know, good thing to talk about. You know, you ain't got drama in your life, shit.
Hey,
what's
up?
What's good with you, baby?
I mean, y'all about to make me cry over here, you feel me? Hold on, let me say something, you feel me? Thank y'all, radio, baby. This is the girl Topaz with Shay, man. You about to make me cry, them words you just said. Thank y'all, radio.
Aww.
I mean, we Monday through Sunday, baby. You know what I'm saying? We got Grind Network on Mondays. We got Twisted Tuesday with L.A. Dream. We got West Good Wednesday. Of course, we play Thursday with me, Topaz with Shay. Then we got Banging That Fire Friday with L.A. Dream again. Then we got Amanda Baby G and Erica on Sexy Saturdays, everybody. You know what I'm saying? This is my baby, and I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? And this is my baby. I started, you know what I'm saying, 5-6 months ago, and it's growing. You know what I'm saying? And I love all you guys. You know what I'm saying?
We love you.
Oh, thank you.
My back to you, baby.
Hugs and kisses.
Man,
kisses.
For real, though.
Hey, Duke, we got a track of yours over here too. You know what I'm saying? We got one of your tracks, you know. And this is for all my indie artists that's out here listening in. You know what I'm saying? We don't just play people's music that we know. We play random music that people submit to us. And
right,
like,
get it straight. Say it again, L.A. Junior, because
you know
they not
saying?
Knowing.
Submit your music, they gonna play it, man. Guaranteed.
Yeah, point blank, period. If you send it to us, we got you in rotation. If you don't be in rotation on this show, you got 6 days a week to be in rotation.
Yes.
And on Topaz's show, she does replay Thursday, so you might be in rotation more than once in 1 week. You know what I'm saying?
I
just want to say one more thing, too. I'm saying, L.A. Dream, you know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to the homegirl, Evil T, in the building, called from Ballers Hills. You know, shout out to her one time. She got a birthday coming real soon, so you know, I can't forget that.
Yeah, she's
coming
to get it in with the Bang Out family, you know. For her birthday, you know. So
let's get it in.
Shout out to all those Geminis out there / Cancers, you know. Y'all run is almost up because the Leos is really about to be in the building, so I'm just letting y'all know. we got a Duke Man T track right here, you know what I'm saying, on Bang Out Radio. If y'all love
to my boy,
music,
Stoop.
Stoop the Doodle. You know what I'm saying?
If y'all really
want to submit your music to Bang Out Radio, you can hit me up or any of these fine, sexy ladies right here. Hit them up, you know what I'm saying, on their Facebook pages, or you can hit me up, ladrina.bangoutradio@gmail.com, you know what I'm saying? And then also go to the Bang Out Radio website, you know, submit your music.
Yes, please, everybody.
The indie artist gets heard, you know, and we're going to keep it in rotation, and we're going to keep bringing y'all more and more and more contests, events, and more topics, you know, that's dealing with the indie artist as a whole, you know what I'm saying? So just look out for more structure, look out for more hot fire topics. Don't let us go because we ain't going nowhere. We trying to reach out to y'all.
And also, you know, War God, you know, he came on today. You know, I appreciate him coming on too as my special guest. You know,
War God. Yeah, no problem. You know, I got to show that love to Bang Out. You know, Bang Out been good to me. I'll be good back. You know, that's what's up.
No, I mean, originally it was gonna be like a formal interview. You know what I'm saying, with him, but. You know, I don't consider him like a person, you know what I mean, that I'm just going to be on a formal level with, even though I'm supposed to be on that level, you know. But at the same time, you know, anytime you want to come through and just promote your stuff, you know what I'm saying, and let us know what's going on with
your
career.
You can do it.
Mm-hmm. Just do it. Just do it like the Nike sign says. Just do it, you know.
Just
y'all
do it.
Look out for that Sugar Rush, you know what I'm saying.
That's
you can
right.
find him also. Give them your rundown on how to contact with you, too, War God.
So, well, best way to contact me is to go on my Facebook at Stefan War God Loudon, and my cell phone number is right up in the info. Now, I could tell you to hit up the Reverb, all that, but you can hit me on my cell. I got a business cell phone, period, a business cell phone. You can contact me on that number.
I know.
Now, remember, now, you can also go to Reverb Nation. You can just type in War God CEO for the Reverb Nation, and you can find me on MySpace with the same thing, War God CEO. Find me on Twitter, War God CEO. And then when it comes to the YouTube, it's Star Mob 101. That's with two R's and two
okay.
B's.
That's it. Okay.
Very point blank. Right to the point.
Right to the point.
I want
to.
Right
that's
between
that's
the
two. Word, yeah.
Yeah, War God, he's like, a lot of people don't know, but, like, War God, he's actually the president of Star Mob Records, you know what I'm saying? So he and the CEO, they both founded our company and stuff together a while back, you know what I'm saying? Every direction that I take in my rap, my music career and stuff, I'm going through him for everything, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, what I need, what moves I need to make. He the one schooling me on the business side. He's a man that's behind all the business that have to do with Star Mob, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I mean, he's running his little Starlight Productions company, you know, and he's also the president of our company. You know, he's the overseer of GMG Squad and, you know what I'm saying, everything that we do. You know, so that's why another part of me, I really want to get out there, you know what I'm saying,
So we're trying to do, we're just trying to promote better business throughout the whole AV, you know?
And can we all work together in that 661? Topaz said it because you motherfuckers don't want to network.
We need a topic. I'm telling y'all, somebody do a topic on that. Let's do a topic on that, for real.
Can we all just get along?
Let's topic
put
on that. Big ass.
Can we
flag.
All just get along?
Hang on,
you can reach me on Facebook, baby. Topaz Lachey, one word, TopezLashey.
But I'd like to say one thing, please. Can somebody please, pretty, please. I'm 268 on Reverb. Can I get some plays, please? Please.
Yeah. And click the like button, you know, headache.
Please.
Nah.
I just do this shit for fun, though. That's all. You know what I'm saying? I just do this shit for fun. I'm saying. I got a video coming out soon, too. Called Pimpin' is the Topic, my boy Young Savvy Mike, and you know, and my boy, you know what I'm saying? Well, I call him R. Kelly, my boy Rico, you know what I'm saying? So, you know,
yeah, my boy Rico, shout out to my boy Rico, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, we got something coming out real soon, too, you know what I'm saying? Some hot fire shit, you know, please be look out for that, you know, Ladrina, you know, L.A. Dream, you know, with her Parathic mixtape coming real soon, you know, shit, I got my little badass son right here, you know, he breakdancing, I'm sorry, but it's hot as fuck, but damn, thank you, I'm saying, you know, I love everybody from Bang Out, I'm saying, shout out to Bang Out, your boy Headache, I'm saying, love everybody, I will be at the next Double Whammy, the Hip Hop Invasion, whatever it's going to be, you know what I'm saying, two steps.
Yes,
you know
all
what I'm
there,
saying?
This Friday, Saturday.
That's right. Right here on Bang Out Radio, y'all. We about to get into some Stoop Mantee. Happy Twisted Tuesdays, and
woo!
See me on Friday.
Bang Out Radio.
Bang Out Radio.
They try to put my homie Tran on the motherfucking leash. Y'all getting tired of the motherfucking streets. My mind's under stress. I'm seeing nonetheless. The hope that I'm really not feeling my pain. Little bitch, keep calling. I'm tired of calling. Saying that she love me, but she really want my money. Now the judge keep tripping. Cause every time I tell him I'm a Gemini, they predict they need to breathe fire. It's a Cartier frame, but God refrain. You know I'm a motherfucking baller, man. When I come through the club, all the ladies start cheering. Cause I
got the stacks and I throw them at the ceiling. Watch them rain down on you, that's a good feeling. Bad bitch whispering, man, she wanna come with me. I ain't gonna take you home, but you can give me some little whiskey in the parking lot while we smoking out and sipping Remy. Want a friend to come, only is she with the business. Wanna chill with a baller, she wanna eyewitness. That's how it is when you talking numbers, counting digits. Get the bitch up my car, so why he don't get it? Devil food cake on a Tuesday. Scoop jump out and all these bitches start choosing. Give them bitches no dose, cause man, they don't know. I'm richer than I wanna be, tipping like I should be. Bitches come a dozen dozen, so it don't really matter, cause I give a bitch nothing but.
It goes summertime, wintertime, springtime, fall. Whether it's day or night, in the ride, in the outdoor. Whether it's in the crowd, with your squad, or you by yours. Whatever style goes, listen to that roar. It goes summertime, wintertime, springtime, fall. Whether it's day or night, in the ride, in the outdoor. Whether it's in the crowd, with your squad, or you by yours. Whatever style goes, listen to that roar.
I wake up early with a big stretch. Good day, check my text, get some showers, and hit the gym about an hour. Quick shower, and I'm feeling fresh. It's so clean, keys for the counter when I'm finna step. I'm always, and we can miss with a miss with a quick flick of the wrist. The click, click, the ignition, the gear shift, and we dip, yes. Driven with ambition, fueled by desire with precognition. As my GPS suffered setback, car cracked and crushed and ground into a dust just to get where I was at. But looking back, I think I'd have to laugh still. The mountains that I cross make Kilimanjaro look like the Agro Quad Grill. I'm Maximus Meridian, sifting through the wheat field. Tranquility and peace, this I living out your dreams filled. Renowned for provocative sound. But now I'm lounging, dead man floating on the top of the clouds. It goes summertime.
Nappy boy!
Busted but busted, busted baby. You already know I'm a G and I'm crazy. But you like it though, you my queen though. I'm your king though, and that's the show though. Forever, forever, we in it together, together. You know we gotta stay strong, tough as leather. Whether or not I'll be your man, you will always be the woman that I put before my plans. Come on.
I'm in the club, popping big bottles, popping out bottles, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator, say a pro to you haters. I'm in the club, popping big bottles, popping out bottles, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator, say a pro to you haters. I'm
as
in the club,
the club, they show me love. 10 bottles of bourbon, ain't enough for you scrubs. Get into the VIP to get my mind right. Now knowing that I'm in for a stripper's delight. I'm popping bottles, scoping models, playing like a boss. I see that jelly jiggle, so you know I got some flaws. Ain't no interruptions, got my game authentic sauce. And if you block my view, just like that, you getting tossed. Pop it, mommy, for your bitch, poppy. Your name is copywritten, so can't nobody copy. I got the whole shit down, cause can't nobody.